are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Woo! And Ray's back.
Ray is back.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Ray.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Lunchbox. I'm going to be running the show, keeping these guys in line. I know the most about sports.
I'm Eddie. I'm excited that hopefully today we'll talk about football because that's probably the one sport that I know a little bit about. But most sports, I don't really know crap.
And I'm glad to be back. I was gone one day. You guys already replaced me with a chick, Morgan number two. She's actually probably pretty good on this. So hopefully I can do decent, but we probably do need a girl on this show. So my days are numbered.
I don't really want to start the show with this, but it just reminded me that we've gotten some tweet feedbacks, Ray, talking about how they're just like your gambling locks are just no good and they can't trust you.
I saw a couple of the guys said, oh, how can you win any money when Ray's telling you these picks? Calm down. We've seen 1 week of college football. What we saw is terrible. The U's probably going to be good next week. With gambling, you have a bad week. You have to have the belief that you're going to have a great week that next week. That's how you win in gambling.
Yeah, you got to keep going.
If you don't keep going in gambling, you'll never win. So the people that are tweeting us that actually lose their asses probably in Vegas because you don't have the mentality that the next week is when I'm getting my money back. Monday night football is when I'm getting my money back.
Oh.
Second half, Monday night football, I'm getting my money back.
Yeah. Overtime, I'm going to make this money back, double or nothing.
Live bet this thing. Is there a tennis match overnight? I'm going to get that money back. Hey, sweetie, do we have to pay rent this month? I'm going to get that money back.
How long can we wait on the rent? 4 days?
When do they shut off your electricity? I'm going to get that money back.
How much do we need the water in this house? Can't we just blow the neighbor's hose? I mean, come on.
Hey, sweetie, did your mom end up giving you that $200? Is there any way we can use it for this instead of the kids?
Babe, do we really need the cat? How much can we sell the cat for?
Hey, sweetie, if you don't do the car insurance, can you still drive on the road?
Are those conversations that go down in your house, right?
No, but they've all crossed my mind.
They've gone down in households around America. Those gamblers are like, oh, don't worry, honey. I'm going to win it back this week. Just we'll stay in the car tonight. We need AC. We'll just run the car all night. It's okay. So, Ray, it's back. NFL's back. Yesterday, we talked about what's a sport, what's not a sport. Ray, I want to get your opinion. Cheerleading, sport, not a sport.
The reason I say it is a sport is because it's on ESPN. They have a competition. There's a winner. People from all over the country compete in it. That part of it is a sport.
Thank you.
The girls that are at a Titans game, that's not a sport. But if you go to a destination, it's a whole country involved, and there's competition and judges and rules, that makes it a sport. They're doing the same thing, but I would consider one a sport, the other not.
Very interesting. How do you say it? You differentiate
the judges. There's not a judge at an NFL game.
Right. They're just there for entertainment. They're kind of...
That's my take on it.
Okay, that's good. No. We got a lot of people that agreed with me yesterday that cheerleading is not a sport.
Is that right?
Yes. I got a lot of tweets saying, oh, you know, Lunch made great points about how he differentiated. I don't know if that's the right word. But,
probably not.
Because I was saying one's an activity. They can both be athletes, but one's a sport and one's not a sport.
Well, Lunchbox also went on to say that if it doesn't have a ball or a puck, it's not a sport. And that was contradicted by him saying that Rocky was the best sports movie ever.
No, I didn't say
there's
that.
There's no ball or a puck in Rocky.
It's an boxing. Athletic competition.
So he makes his big point, and then somebody writes in, hey, man, what about boxing?
I'm sure there's a puck in there somewhere.
Well, what about Conor McGregor?
Now, if you have a mouthpiece, it's a sport.
That's a hard one.
If you use tape.
He made his big point, but then he forgot about the UFC.
Do you use athletic tape? It's a sport.
Now, that is a hard one because the UFC, they are athletic. They beat each other up.
They're athletes.
Right.
They train
that
for
doesn't
that.
Mean you're... So the choir trains for a recital.
So that was his big...
So, Ray, they train for a recital. Are they athletes?
Oh, my gosh. We're back into
Dude,
this.
You missed all this yesterday.
We're back into
and
it.
And poor Morgan number two is sitting over here just like, saying nothing.
He's like, I'm from Wichita, Kansas. I love watching football, though. And I like basketball. And we grow our corn.
I think they grow wheat in Kansas.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've been there. There's some cornfields, boys.
I know. They have tornadoes.
They do.
Yeah.
But I was born in Kansas, and we're wheat fields.
You lived there for how long? A month?
9 months.
9 months. And you'll still claim that that's where you're from.
No, I was born. I said I was born there. I didn't say I was from there. I said I was born there.
Oh, he loves wearing that Kansas Jayhawks sweatshirt. And then people be like, oh, are you a Kansas fan? I was born in Kansas.
Since he's a Kansas fan because he was born there, you know who I should be a fan of because I was born there?
Who?
I'm going to name the teams. The Jazz.
Utah. Are you Mormon, Ray?
No, no. I was born there.
You were born in Utah?
Yeah, just randomly because we were twins and we needed a special procedure. They flew us to Utah.
Well, and then you lived in Montana for a little bit, right?
In Wyoming.
Oh,
so you were in Wyoming,
yeah.
And you flew to Utah to be born.
Yeah, and then flew back.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Why did they do that? No, some people do that.
No, hold on. You flew on a plane right after you were born.
I think it was, before I was born. I think it was a life flight or something.
You were life flighted to?
A different state.
Because you didn't have a good hospital in Wyoming?
Exactly. No way. So I should be a Utah Jazz fan.
I mean, why not? No,
Karl Malone, John Stockton.
No. Yeah, dude. See, the reason I am is because my grandpa went to KU. My uncle went to KU. My aunt went to KU. And so I have KU roots. My grandparents, ever since I was a little kid, would buy me Kansas gear and dress me. And my grandparents had season tickets to Kansas basketball for 20, 25 years. I don't know. And so that's why.
That actually allows you to be a Kansas fan.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
I have no roots to any school or anything. I'm the first person that graduated college out of my whole family. And we lived down in the valley where there was no sports teams at all.
You graduating?
You had to explain to people.
The valley?
People living in North Carolina or the valley, they don't know what the valley is.
The valley is short for Rio Grande Valley. And that's down basically the most southern tip of Texas, basically touching Mexico.
Yeah, and when you live in California, the valley is the Valley Girls.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
San Bernardino Valley.
Right. As if I'm going to go to the mall.
Okay, this is different. My valley was look at this guy. Trying to be all jealous and stuff. That's how we would talk down there.
Yes.
They'd stick their tongue out and go,
They do that?
But one time my dad went on a business trip to St. Louis, and he brought me back a St. Louis Cardinals hat. And I was probably 8 years old. That's when I became a Cardinals fan. But that's all I had. That's it. My dad brought me back a ball cap, so I'm all the way through high school, I was a Cardinals fan.
So weird you call it a ball cap. That's just a weird term.
Well, what would I call it?
Hat?
Mm-hmm. It's not a hat, though. Anything with a bill in front is a cap.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Anything with, brim around it, that's a hat.
We have defined athletes in sport, and we are now defining hats.
Anything with a brim is a ball cap?
No. With a bill.
So what's a hat then?
That goes around all the way around the head. It's a hat.
What's a visor?
Oh, that's no top on the head, not covering the dome of your head. That's a visor.
But it has a brim.
A bill.
It has the brim though.
No, yeah, but the cap covers the whole head.
Yeah, see, but
you're being
said,
difficult with me now for no reason.
You said anything with the bill is a hat.
The casino dealer back in the day when they had the green
visor.
That goes under visor. That's mm-hmm. not a ball cap?
No. Ball cap. Baseball players wear ball caps.
What do football players wear on the sideline?
Ball caps.
I've never heard it called a ball cap in my life.
Hey, so do you want the final poll on Twitter from the is cheerleading a sport?
Yeah.
So 63% say cheerleading's a sport.
Okay, that's great.
So they don't agree with you.
Well, I got a lot of tweets, and if you want to
go... That doesn't matter, though. The poll says what it is.
The judge in the case, if you look online... Rules.
Who's the judge?
The actual judge, not a sport.
Who's that?
Google.
Judge Judy?
No.
Judge Alex?
U.S. Appeals Court, cheerleading, not a sport.
Judge Mathis?
There was a lawsuit, and the appeals court said in Hartford, Connecticut, a federal appeals court has ruled that colleges cannot count competitive cheerleading as a sport when trying to comply with gender equity requirements because it's not a sport.
There you go.
You got to hand it to this guy. When he makes a point,
then he's got to find the stats to back it up.
He researches crazy, but sometimes he just doesn't know how to use a computer. But when he's trying to make a point, the dude knows how to Google.
So, all right, let's get the show started with a game.
Yeah.
We talked about Friends, Seinfeld the other day. So I wanted to, who would you rather?
How do I say?
Yeah. How would I say this? Who? Jennifer Aniston. Or Courtney Cox.
We did this already.
No, we didn't.
Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie.
And Jennifer Aniston was part of the Friends vs. Seinfeld.
Yes. Let's do something else. Is that all you came with?
Oh, dang. I didn't even think about it. Okay.
Who do you rather, TV or internet?
Right.
Dang. All right. Whatever.
Computers or typewriters?
Dang.
You got another one?
The sun or the moon?
Okay. There you go. Sunrise or sunset?
Okay, really?
We're gonna do that. Sunrise.
Riveting. Riveting.
I like it.
I like sunrise. Sunrise is beautiful. And it wasn't until I started waking up for morning radio when I saw sunrises a lot. Man, it's beautiful.
I have to say the sunrise. For some reason, the sunset, it just goes so quickly, it seems. Even though they probably rise and fall at the same pace.
Probably the exact same rate, yes. Ray.
I mean, the same amount of time it takes the sun to go down.
I'm willing to bet.
I'm not with the sunsets. I love the sunrise. It's a slower process, I think, in my head, and I like it more. Okay. I really take it in. The sunsets, it's sad because it just goes, and then it's gone.
And the nighttime comes.
Yep. Yeah.
What about you, Lunchbox?
I feel like I like the sunrise if I've been up all night, and I'm like, wow, I stayed up all night. Ooh. Okay, you know, you made it. If I'm up early and it's like, oh, man, I'm up before the sun rises, and you see the sunrise, it's like, golly, I get up way too early. So it's a weird, I don't know if I have, if I'm partying all night or I, for some reason, I'm like if you're in Vegas and you walk out of the casino and the sun is rising and you're about to go to bed, you're like, that is awesome.
That is awesome.
That's when I love the sunrise.
One of these days, I'm going to go to bed in Vegas before the sun comes up. I never go to bed in Vegas before the sun comes up.
That's a lie.
No, it's not a lie,
that's
dude. It's not a lie.
Absolute lie.
I promise you.
No, it's
I see the sun
Eddie,
come up every time
no,
I'm in
Vegas.
No,
you don't, Eddie. You are lying.
Why? Why am I lying?
I don't know why you're lying.
Because his wife did go with him, I'm pretty sure, one of the last times. And there's no way she stayed up till 6 a.m.
Absolutely
with you.
She did.
No, the last night, yes. The first night,
last
no.
night with the after
no.
party. That after party
yes,
starts at 2
night,
in the morning.
The last night. The first night last year.
Yeah, we went to bed at 7.
No,
guess
you
who
didn't.
Woke up before the sunrise?
No, you didn't.
Me! Remember, we were supposed to meet you at a bar, and I didn't go because we fell asleep.
You just said that you always stay up until the sun rises in Vegas. Did he not?
He said he sees
the
sunrise
every time I'm in Vegas.
So we assumed it meant that he was up all night, but he sometimes goes to bed but wakes up before the sunrise.
I'm telling you, dude, I look outside that hotel room and I can see the mountains and that sunrise every time I'm in Vegas.
But Lunch is right, though. One of the coolest feelings is being up all night. It's only happened to me a couple times. Probably that one of them was in Vegas. When you're up the whole night, you see the sunrise in Vegas with the mountains. That is an awesome feeling, especially when you come out of the club or the casino and you're like, what time is it? And you look at your watch. Oh, it's 6 a.m. Hey, is that the sun?
Lunchbox, we were at the club.
Tell the story.
Ray and I were at the club in Vegas. It was the one at the Palazzo. No, not Palazzo. Encore. Encore.
What is that?
It's next to the Wynn.
Okay.
And Encore is another hotel. And we were at the club there. And we were out by the pool drinking, and all of a sudden, the sun is coming up.
At the pool?
At the club. We were at the club, like the Unsa, Unsa,
it was a
Unsa,
club
Unsa.
With a pool. Oh, okay, yeah. So some of the chicks were in bikinis, but we were in street clothes, and we're just like, well, there's a pool here. It was awesome. So it's a weird
feeling.
We're
hanging out with these chicks, everything. We're having a good old time. And Ray, the sun's coming up, and he goes, oh, dude, my flight leaves an hour and 15 minutes. I got to go.
And so I'm like shaking the lady's hands. I was like, it was nice to meet all y'all, but I got to go to the airport. I have a flight. And they're like, what time is it? I was like, well, my flight leaves in an hour. Yeah. I got to go. It's like 7 a.m.
It was unbelievable. That
dude,
was
and
a
you know,
great
and
feeling.
You know Skrillex is still like. Dude, you had no idea until the sun told you it was 7 a.m.
I love the story of Lunchbox going to the bar and being like, dude, this is so freaking dead in here. That's like.
Oh, we went. Oh, so we went for a fantasy football draft. And we were drinking. We took a shot of tequila at the airport before we got on the plane. Then we got on the plane, and I mean, we were just pounding drinks. And we would just hold our hand up, and the flight attendant would throw us the bottles, and we were chugging. We land in Phoenix, and we're like, oh, welcome to Vegas! And we get off the plane, and we do Jaeger bombs in the Phoenix airport, get back on the plane, and fly to Vegas. And we get to Vegas, and it's...
Wait, hey, when we land in Phoenix, what do we do?
Yeah, Vegas,
baby! And people were looking at us like, this is Phoenix.
So you just do that to be funny.
Yeah,
that's actually really funny.
It's the best. People are like, we're in Phoenix.
So we get off the plane, do the shot, and then we get to Vegas, and we're just drinking. And so we were staying at New York at that time, and we were like, oh, let's go to the club. The club's right here. We'd been there for hours. And I go into the club, and there is no one, and I mean nobody in the club. And I look at my cousin. I go, man, this club is dead, dude. This club is going out of business. So we go out on the patio of the club. It's still daylight. Like, it wasn't even clubbing time.
It's like 4 p.m. These dudes are hitting the club.
We had no... That's how drunk
but
we
in your
were.
Head, you thought it was midnight or something?
I thought it was 3 in the morning. I'd been drinking so much, and I was so wasted. I went to the club that early, and it was still sunlight out.
And they let you in at that
yes.
time? Yes! Usually, we don't let people in at 4 in the afternoon, but sure, if you guys want to come in.
So unbelievable. And I was... It was so... It was so bad. So bad. That was a great Vegas trip, though. Great Vegas trip.
Boys, I just got a text from one of the dudes in my fantasy league. He wants to trade me McCoy for Royce.
You have to say LeSean McCoy for Royce Freeman.
Yeah. I didn't know who Royce was.
Exactly.
Freeman. He's the starting running back for the Broncos. Rookie. Supposed to be really good. Now, do I give him Royce for LeSean McCoy?
No.
Shady McCoy is dirty.
So what do you think about him? LeSean McCoy right now,
I have him in 3 of my leagues, and going into fantasy, I said I'm not going to draft him.
Buffalo.
He's still with Buffalo, and he is a stud back. Stud.
Yeah, when he's badass.
Here's the problem. I don't know what's going to happen with him in that home invasion with his ex-girlfriend where she got beat up and jewelry was taken.
Legally. Legally, you don't know what's going to happen with
him. Not even legally, but... If the NFL, because the NFL doesn't always wait for the legal process to go through.
Okay.
And they suspend people without being found guilty in the court of law.
As of right now.
He's good to go.
Thursday, 11 a.m., he's good to go.
He's good to go. The more I look at him, I'm like, I drafted him in 3 leagues.
Yeah.
He better stay on the field or else I'm done in 3 leagues.
When did you start saying the word better?
I've said it my whole life. Better.
Okay.
And I didn't even know that was an issue. I kind of forgot about that.
Yes,
but it was a huge issue.
On Deadspin and all that all summer.
Yes. And so that's very scary. And Royce Freeman, you don't know what you got.
Right.
So you may have
it's all hype right now. People talking about it. They expect
Eddie,
big things from him. But.
You read a couple magazines, a couple newspaper articles, so you think he's the big thing?
No. I mean, as far as where I was in the order of the draft and looking for a decent running back, he was the next guy.
And I'll bet you drafted Royce Freeman ahead of LeSean McCoy.
Oh, well, so, yeah, I skipped LeSean McCoy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In my mind, I didn't want him at all.
So if you wanted LeSean McCoy,
I would have gotten
him. Then why wouldn't you draft him?
Good point.
That's sort of like in my league. I got a trade offer last night. The guy wanted to trade me Tom Brady for Kareem Hunt. I believe I took Kareem Hunt in the first round. Tom Brady was like a 5th-round draft pick. Why would I do that? Like, the logic behind it is, why wouldn't I have just drafted Tom Brady in the first round if I wanted him?
Maybe a dumb question. Brady starts, right, on teams? Or no, is he backup?
Oh, no, he starts.
He's the starter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is a good fantasy quarterback.
Top tier, but he's good.
I mean, maybe top 5.
Here's the thing about fantasy quarterbacks. They're all pretty much the same.
Except for Deshaun Watson.
And except for Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, look at Aaron Rodgers' points, man. Like
go look at Aaron Rodgers' points.
I will.
Last year, he only played 6 games.
Yeah, and look what he did in those 6 games.
He didn't lead the league.
Pretty solid.
Russell Wilson, I believe, was the number one fantasy quarterback
last year.
He
was?
That's what I'm saying.
See, I like the legs, though. That's why I say Deshaun
Watson.
You get those points for the legs.
Alex Smith, great, because he can run. Tyrod Taylor is deceptively a decent quarterback. Because most quarterbacks, they get you 18 to 22 points a game. So
you get them for the peaks. I like the Matt Ryan to go 40 points.
I don't know how you can sit there and say that Aaron Rodgers isn't the number one fantasy
quarterback. He wasn't last year.
Because he was hurt.
Okay.
But when he did play,
he
was on
track
of it.
She's my aunt, or else she'd be my uncle. You can't say hypothetical what he would have been.
There's no hypothetical. When he plays, he scores more than 20 points a game.
Every game?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't.
Aaron Rodgers has got to be one of the top dogs, though.
No, he is.
Dude, he is. He is the top, I'm telling you. I'm trying to pull it up. Hold up.
Yeah, yeah. Just go to Aaron Rodgers' 2006 fantasy stats. He's fine, but I just don't believe in drafting a quarterback.
I mean, last year.
Okay, go for
it. Just last year, he didn't score under 18 points in the first 4 starts. He got hurt.
Oh, what did he score?
18.5.
What did I just say?
That was the lowest.
So
that
here's
was the
what
first
it is.
Game.
Well, I just
hold
said
up, hold
18
up.
to 22.
Hold up. So he got hurt, right? And then he came back and played that one game, 27 points, almost 30 points on that one game that he came back, and then he was gone again.
But the first 4, he averaged 18.5.
No, he didn't average. That was his lowest. What his highest was 31.
Okay, what was the, read them. The ones he played.
18.5, 18, 22, 30, 31, 30, hurt. Okay. Come on, dude. That's a top quarterback.
I love having a stud quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan.
He won't fail you.
They'll peak and get that 40. They'll touch a 40.
He won't
No other quarterback can touch a 40.
No, they all can touch 40. That's what's unbelievable.
Who would you say is the best lunchbox? And we'll look at their numbers from last year.
Like a Marcus.
Russell Wilson was the best one last year. Okay. Marcus Mariota. Okay.
Marcus Mariota, I'm telling you, he's not going to touch a 40. So I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers. He's going to touch 40. Mariota won't touch a 40. He'll be serviceable and good. He'll be in your
20s. Russell Wilson, his lowest score last year was 8.
Okay.
So do you want a quarterback
that's
going to average around 20 points, 15 points? Yes.
Yeah.
You want one that's going to hit 31 day, and maybe his low is going to be 15.
So you want to go out and get a great quarterback.
Read his other one. What was his biggest one?
17. His biggest was 41.
Whoa, there you 43. Go.
43. 43 was his biggest. That's great. That's one game.
Rodgers didn't hit 43 once.
Because he got hurt.
No, he was in there 6 games, and he didn't hit 43.
If you don't have Aaron Rodgers or Matt Ryan or Russell Wilson on your fantasy team, you're an idiot.
No,
Matt Ryan's not very consistent.
No.
You got to get those quarterbacks.
No, see, now you're just talking out of your
butt. That's me for weeklies. I'm telling you, dude. I'm not talking out of my butt.
This year, are you not looking at scramblers like Watson, like Deshaun Watson?
I love him.
You're not looking?
He's one of the top five. I'm saying if you don't have a top five quarterback, you're in trouble. You got to get that top five quarterback for fantasy. Not that wins, not that is in advertisements. I'm talking about for fantasy points. That does what you have to do with the fantasy gods to help you win every week. You have to get a top five quarterback. You can't take a chance on Marcus Mariota. You can't. You have to want one of those amazing guys. Or you're just not a good coach. You're not a good fantasy coach. You shouldn't be playing fantasy football.
I feel like a quarterback is your third issue. That's your third thing to figure out.
See, the guys that don't focus on the quarterback are you, the guy that doesn't finish great at the end of the year.
Because they're...
You ever been a good fantasy player?
No.
Yeah, because the way you're talking right now tells me you're not good at fantasy.
Why? Because I don't put quarterbacks first?
I love a name quarterback. I love a guy that's on SportsCenter. That's how you have to base your team.
But what I'm saying is I've got great running backs. I've got great selection on wide receivers. And then after I'm done with all that, guess who's left? Ben Roethlisberger, Dak Prescott's left, Kirk Cousins left. Deshaun Watson's even left after all that. There are a lot of options once you're done getting great running backs and great receivers.
Who starts with
right,
the football?
Right, Lunchbox?
Yes, I think the quarterback is the most overrated position.
See, I'm the complete opposite.
You know who
starts with the football in a game?
What are you talking
about? The kicker.
After that.
Got him.
I mean,
after that.
The guy that receives it. The guy that runs the kickback.
After that.
The center.
Oh, there you go.
After him.
Sometimes the court. What kind of play is it?
I want my quarterback being one of the first guys that gets the ball. The wide receiver, he's down the line. Yeah. He's second and third. Running back, he's second. Quarterback starts with the ball every time. You want, in fantasy basketball, you want a point guard, an amazing point guard. They start with the ball. In football, you want the quarterback. He always has the football in his hand.
You want to talk about the best running back in the league?
Todd Gurley.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not where I was going, but okay.
Oh, you want it's to talk not... about Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah?
He's not in the league right now, so I can't say he's the best, but he is amazing.
Oh, my God. No one's played a game yet.
I'm just joking.
No one's played a game, so yeah.
I mean, people that drafted Le'Veon Bell.
Can we go back to the quarterback situation?
Gross.
I know you're in trouble.
Last year, yeah. I won the championship, right? I won our league. Yep.
Hey, come on, everyone! Hey. Everyone listening to this,
you
podcast,
guys listening, you have no idea about the league, how good it was. But guys, he won a championship.
He could have been playing his mom and his aunt.
His
and
grandpa
sister.
Was.
Eddie
in
was in the league.
Family.
Eddie was in the league.
No teeth, Keith.
Drew Brees was my quarterback. He averaged 19.3 points per game. That's it. He ranged from his lowest was 14, his highest 25.
That's great.
26.
It's not that important.
That's why you don't have to have Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
You don't have to have...
You have to have Rodgers to get that peak.
You definitely don't have to have Tom Brady.
Right. Brady's not going to get you that peak. You want a quarterback that can peak you that
40. No, that's not what he's saying, Ray. What he's saying is it's not that important
to go
quarterback
so early.
Right.
Like when I see people draft the quarterback in the first 2-3 rounds, especially with the aired out offenses now in the NFL, everybody throws the ball 20, 40 times a game. And so... Every quarterback, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, they all average I mean, he's the 11th ranked fantasy QB according to ESPN last
year. Drew Brees is?
Yeah, and he scored 19.3 per game. But if you look at the they're mostly right there between 18 and 23 points a game. So it doesn't make that big a difference.
It really doesn't. It doesn't.
I think the most important is running back, running back, running back.
Oof. It just depends. Points per you know, PPR leagues or points per reception. Like, I mean, you want to find a running back. If you're going to go hard on running backs, you're going to have to find those running backs that catch a lot.
Right.
Like,
that's
risky. The quarterback's going to be involved in the touchdowns, in my opinion.
PPR leagues are points per reception.
Like Todd Gurley last year, I had him on the team. He averaged 22 fantasy points a game, more than my quarterback.
All right. I just don't, when you get to that goal line and you have two running backs, I don't like the odds. I'll take the quarterback. He's usually going to be involved in 50% of the touchdowns. The running back, not 50%.
What do you guys think about backup running backs? Like, do you gamble on backup running backs since a lot of them get goal line carries or like?
No. The only way I do it is sort of like Le'Veon Bell. So for people out there that Le'Veon Bell is holding out, they franchised him, the Steelers. $14.5 million. All you have to do is sign it, report, and let's play some football.
But he ain't playing.
He ain't playing.
He's not going to sign it.
So you got to get Jerome Bettis or whoever.
Yes, Jerome
James
Bettis.
Connor
James
is the
Connor.
Guy. But I'm saying,
the new bus.
What I'm saying is, what does terrible. This do, like, your outlook of the Steelers? Because the Steelers are pissed. Like, I'm surprised how mad his teammates are. I thought they were kind of like, oh, you know, we support him trying to get his money. But they're all, because his agent came out, Bell's agent came out and said, look, he's got 1 year left in Pittsburgh. We know he has a long future in football ahead of him, and we don't want him getting overused. So we could even hold out to week 10. So his teammates are like, why don't you just tell us when you're coming? Quit, you know, dangling, talking through your agent. Like,
well, when did the teammates start talking bad about him? When they found out that he's not playing the first week.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're all mad at him. They're
but let's turn,
can hold out all you want. Don't miss games.
Turn the table on every player that's hating on this dude right now. If this were you and you were a badass like Le'Veon Bell and you're holding out for a great, great, great contract, you would do the same thing. Shut up. You would do the exact same thing. You're a running back, dude. Every season is tough. And it gets shorter and shorter, and your career gets shorter every time you play because these dudes get beat up every single time they hit the field. Every snap they get beat up. This dude wants to make sure he gets paid for the next year. Who knows what his career is going to be like after that?
Right, but the next year he's making $14.5 million.
I know, he's worried about this year.
No, that is this year.
Yeah. What are you saying?
This year he's guaranteed $14.5 million.
Okay, so this is the extension that he's trying to figure out, right?
He wants it beyond this year. He wanted it to be signed beyond this year. This year it's $14.5 million. That is it.
Then how can he hold out? How can he not perform if the contract's already for this year?
He will lose game checks.
$800,000 or something?
$800,000, I believe.
$850,000 a game, what I heard. That's what the dude loses.
And they get fined for missing practices and things like that. He can hold out all the way up to week 10. What if he reports by week 10, he gets credit as playing this year and he becomes a free agent next year.
Got it.
If he reports after that, he doesn't accumulate the year needed to be a free agent.
Got it.
Hey, you talk about one hell of a negotiation, though. He's got a baller. He's like, I'll just hold out the whole season. I don't care about you.
Of course. Why not?
That's amazing. I wish I had that negotiation power.
Back to what I said a couple episodes ago. I'm like, dude, this is professional sports. They only care about the money. They care about their life, their careers. They don't care about the team winning Super Bowls. The team acts all pissed like, oh, man, how are we going to win a Super Bowl without Le'Veon? He's not a team player. They would do the exact same thing. Everyone cares about their career, their money, their finances, their life. That's it. It's the bottom line. This is a perfect example of that. Le'Veon holding out is a perfect example of that.
Not everybody. Well, I see.
And I don't blame the dude. Like, you got to figure out your finances, man. You got to watch out for yourself. The Steelers don't care about you. They just want to win. They don't care about you.
No, I see it both ways. I sometimes I'm like, just get to camp. But Earl Thomas, he reported yesterday for Seattle. He was holding out. He wanted more money. Yeah. Wanted more money. Didn't get it. He reported to camp.
Yeah, everybody holds out for more money and gives in. But everybody's done it. You know, you give in.
I mean,
I can't get that much? Okay, I give in. Yeah. We've all had contracts with our parents. Allowance? Mom, can I get 50 a month? Oh, 25? Okay, cool. 25 is cool. Will you buy a movie, though, on Friday nights and stuff? So, anyways, everybody negotiates and gives in. Hey, our boy Le'Veon ain't giving in, Doc. He's like, I'll sit out the whole season.
So then people that
that's some great
him,
power.
Yes, and so people, he knows he's good. They're mad at him. All the Steelers are mad at him because that hurts their Super Bowl chances tremendously. He is a...
Yeah, big time.
But now they know he's holding out. He's not coming back for a little while, so they're turning on him. That's why they're turning, yes. And that's awesome.
Yes, and it's going to be weird for him to come back in that locker room. So then I'm like, do the Steelers trade him?
If that's the situation, do not draft this guy, folks.
No, people have already... See, that's the problem. That's over, dude. Fantasy drafts already happened.
Always do a late fantasy draft the day before the season starts.
So that's my thing is, where do you... If you're the Steelers, now that he's holding out, are you calling other teams saying, hey, what do you want to give me for Le'Veon? And what would you give up for him? He's got 1 year left.
I would give up Aaron Rodgers for Le'Veon.
What?
If you were the Packers owner,
yeah,
you would give up your stud
for the running back for the next 5 years.
Wow.
Who's their backup?
Who?
The Packers.
Their backup quarterback is DeShone Kizer.
Ooh.
Who went 0-16 with the Browns last year.
Hey, but you have a great
gamble.
Good running back.
Good gamble out there in Lambeau.
Hey, Lambeau, you're going to be putting up 6 points a game.
Le'Veon's also going to be taking snaps. He will also be the quarterback.
So, Le'Veon's out. So, now let's do it. It's time. I want NFL prediction. We're doing division winners, wild card, Super Bowl. I want to hear it all. Division. Who's your Super Bowl winner?
He's going to have trouble with the divisions.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Cowboys will win it all.
Oh, boy.
No. I need...
Not your favorite team.
We're going to start...
Why not?
We'll start in the AFC East.
Okay.
Who's going to win the division?
Well, let me look up who's in the
pull AFC. Pull up ESPN.com.
Oh, my goodness. The New England Patriots are my pick to win that division.
I'm going to go Pats again. They went to the Super Bowl. They lost one dude or another dude. Other than that, they're fine. They lost a defensive guy to the Titans. Don't know his name. But Brady's still there. Yes. And they've got a great receiver.
Brady's still there.
Hoagie's still out.
No, dude, Brady went to the Jets.
They got Gronk. They got Belichick. They're winning.
Edelman's still with the Patriots? Then yes, Patriots will win the division.
Suspended 4 games, but yes, he's still there.
Yes, the Patriots win. There's no There's no competition.
Gronk.
AFC North: Bengals, Browns, Steelers, Ravens.
Steelers. I say Steelers.
They're
going to
be a dominant force.
Yeah, man.
They got those receiving core that's crazy. I know they lost some of the dudes. Martavius Bryant, does he still play there?
He got traded.
Yep.
You know where he got traded to?
Somebody.
Oakland.
I knew it was
For a third round pick. And guess what Oakland did?
Nothing.
They cut him.
Oh, where's he at now?
Dang, dude.
Looks like he's about to be suspended.
Wow.
For another violation of the substance abuse policy of the NFL.
The color of your shirt?
Mm-hmm. Color
what does
of my
that mean?
Shirt.
Was green? It green?
I thought you said he was doing something green.
I don't know what
No. That could be like performance enhancement.
I'm sorry.
Not like
I thought
on a Friday night, was it?
No. He's part of the substance abuse.
Oh, then you're right. Green.
It doesn't have to be green.
Some of the
it can be white. It can be
sticky icky.
I hate to tell you guys, there's a lot of things it could be that he's not allowed to touch, and supposedly I think the Raiders didn't get a clarification from the league in time, so they cut him because they felt like, all right.
We all agree. Well, I think we're going to agree on a lot of these Steelers all the way in that division.
Yeah. AFC South: Titans, Colts, Jaguars, Texans.
You got to go Texans, man. Deshaun Watson back. They are dirty. Hopkins is the best receiver in the league. If you don't have red zone, buy it every Sunday because the dude is always on there making crazy catches.
Hopkins is?
Yeah, Hopkins.
Yeah, Texans, absolutely, for sure. I mean, I think this is their year. Like, Deshaun's back. I mean, you know, you worry a little bit about him coming back.
I thought you loved the Jaguars.
I never said that. I mean, I think the Jags have a good defense, obviously. I think the Jags, they're struggling with receivers. I don't know what they have yet. We'll see how it works.
Homeboy's out the whole year.
Marquise Lee.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
So I think Texans for sure. You?
I have the Texans.
Yep. Oh, no Titans love. Sorry, guys. No, I'm still a season ticket holder there. I'll be there to see
you. The Titans are finishing in the cellar in that division. They're
underground?
Mainly fight.
Boys, listen, I'm going to love seeing you Titans.
You mean
season
they're
ticket holder here. Couldn't be more proud, but I'm going to watch that. It's a tough division. I think the Texans are going to take it, but
what do you mean by the cellar? They're going to
AFC West: Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers.
You know mine. Go ahead, Ray.
Raiders. Say no more than beast mode!
Chiefs, dude. I'm telling you, the Chiefs are going to be so good this year.
Dude, it does not matter what party you go to. Everybody there is going to be yelling, 1, 2, 3, beast mode!
No. Mahomes is going to show the world that he's a superstar.
Dude, you've lost it.
Mahomes is going to be so good, I'm telling you.
You've lost it. He's going to launch it. He's going to look cool. He'll be on SportsCenter.
I mean, Kareem Hunt's going to go off again. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the league,
I think.
He's going to
go off doing what, 60-yard rushes?
Yeah.
I mean, he'll get 60 a game.
That's what he's going to do.
60 yards.
I mean, Tyreek Hill is going to be freaking awesome.
Pronounce it right.
Dude, I mean, the Chiefs are a great team. I would even put them going to the Super Bowl. Gosh, that was bold.
Don't be
that
so
bold.
Scared of your pick. If you have an opinion, say it. Don't be like, I think they're going to go Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
That sounds confident, folks. Yeah. Hey, bet with Eddie here,
Thank
folks.
You. Thank you. Confidence. I'll go confidence. The Chiefs will go to the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh. The AFC West, the San Diego Chargers, or the Los Angeles Chargers, I still got to get used to that.
Oh, that's tough.
The Los Angeles Chargers win that division.
Wait, and are the Raiders, should I have said the Las Vegas Raiders?
No, they're still Los Angeles.
All right.
And here's a funny quote.
Tom Brady's still the quarterback for them?
Do you guys know who Bill Simmons is?
Yeah, he's a Kiss. I wanna rock and roll all night.
Okay, that's Gene Simmons.
I'm impressed.
I mean,
I'm impressed.
Yes, Bill Simmons, columnist. Ringer. He has a website,
Def
The Ringer.
Comedy Jam.
I don't know what that is.
Def Comedy Jam. Didn't he host it?
He's a great writer. He's really funny with his words, and he does on TV as well.
He has a podcast, and on his podcast, he said,
"Why are you promoting another podcast?
Hey guys, tune into another podcast."
God, he's so dumb sometimes. Go ahead. Let's quote. Guys, if you have not checked out his podcast, stop listening to this one and go listen to Russell Simmons.
The best way to get
to
his podcast.
It's not Russell Simmons.
That's why. I don't listen to his crap.
The best way to get to it is just click out of this one.
He said.
Guys, if you just hit back. Oh, my gosh. If you go back two times, you'll go to the sports section, find his podcast, delete this one, and listen to his.
No. Sorry, it's all over ESPN. It's over Yahoo, thebiglead.com.
Well, then, crap, everyone's listening to it. Go now.
One person listened, and everybody picked it up. He said if the Raiders make the playoffs, he will eat human testicles.
Human?
Yes. He said he...
Isn't that illegal?
He said, I will
eat... Can you eat another human?
He said, I will eat testicles.
Say yes.
If they make the playoffs, and they can be human testicles. That's how much he thinks of the Raiders, and that's exactly what I think. The Raiders are going 5-11.
Oh.
With what's the dude's name? David Carr? Or is it his brother? What's the dude?
Derek?
Derek? With that, you think he's going to take him to the Super Bowl?
He just said they're going to be 5-11.
Yeah, 5-11 doesn't get you to the playoffs. It doesn't get you to the Super Bowl either.
Oh, then that's accurate. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
All right, next division, guys.
No. Now I need to, you got to pick two wild cards from the AFC.
Broncos.
I think the Patriots, the most they do is get into a wild card.
You just picked them to win division,
and they're going to be the wild card.
That is impossible. They can't win both of those.
Good point.
Dude, if we were on a network television show, we would be booed off the air.
No, you guys would be booed off the air.
Eddie just picked a team for the wild card and the division winner.
You asked if Tom Brady was still the quarterbacks of the New England Patriots.
As a way to confirm.
And he's not the quarterbacks. He's the quarterback.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. You said you just asked if he's the quarterbacks of the New England Patriots.
Okay. Jags a good wild card.
Okay.
I see the Jags as a good wild card. Oh, and the Browns. Yes, because of Hard Knocks. Absolutely. The Browns.
Okay. I think it's going to be the Jaguars.
Told you.
And let's go with the... Ooh, gosh. Jets. Sam Darnold. That's a different one. That's a different pick.
You're just trying to be different?
Yeah.
He's been watching SportsCenter a lot.
You're just trying to be different?
No, I just don't love anybody else. I don't love the Colts, and I don't love I don't like the Chiefs, Raiders, or
I thought
Broncos.
You liked Andrew Luck, though.
No, I
thought
do.
He was your boy.
I like Andrew Luck, but I don't know about their defense. I still don't know if they're any good.
Okay. All right. Let's move to the NFC.
So you have the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. On
right
that side.
From the AFC, who's going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, go ahead and give me the Patriots.
Okay.
Oh, bold.
I have Los Angeles Chargers going to the Super Bowl.
I like it. You love Phillip Rivers.
Love Phillip Rivers. And just I'm going to give you a little teaser. My MVP pick, Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers wins MVP of the NFL this year.
Okay.
Okay. NFC East, Cowboys.
Wait, so they're your Super Bowl champs?
I haven't said that yet.
Well, usually the MVP is the champ. He's for the...
No. Yeah. MVP of the league.
Yep, he tipped his hand.
Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins. Who wins the NFC East?
Cowboys.
You got to go Eagles again.
Okay, it's going to be the New York Giants. And you're going to hear it first. The Eagles will not make the playoffs. They're going to have that Super Bowl hangover. Carson Wentz is still out. And Doug Peterson seems to be a little grouchy when you ask him about when he's coming back. He's not cleared for contact. Quit asking me. And Alshon Jeffery, their number one wide receiver, out three games at least. They're missing the playoffs. Giants win the division.
Nice.
NFC North, Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings.
Lions, Tigers.
Packers.
You got the Lions?
Yeah.
Vikings win the division.
I heard an inside info. Megatron's going to help with the team.
Oh, he's going to come back?
I mean, I think he's still involved with Detroit's sports.
Is he?
In a way.
NFC South, Falcons, Saints, Buccaneers, Panthers.
You got to go Saints.
I like the Falcons.
Saints. Saints Loves. Win it.
I like the Falcons.
Okay.
I don't believe in Drew Brees. Bold. Too old.
NFC West, Rams, Cardinals, 49ers, Seahawks.
Rams roll.
I'm going to go 49ers. I'm excited to see what they do with old Jimmy Garoppolo.
I got the Rams. Need two wild cards from the NFC.
Okay. Two wild cards. Go ahead, Ray. You first.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the... I'll just do them. Yeah, why not just do them? Who cares? Cowboys.
Okay, and who else?
Give me the same division. Skins.
Okay. Eddie.
Interesting. My first one will be the four. I'm sorry.
No, you were going to do the 49ers? That was another division winner.
I'm going to do the Vikings. I feel like they will be good. Okay. I went Packers just because it's conservative, but I think the Vikings are going to be good. They'll definitely be a wild card. And I'll go Cardinals. I'll go with Arizona.
I like that.
They're always pretty solid.
Okay. I got the Vikings, and I have...
But you picked the Vikings to win the conference.
Packers.
The division.
Got him.
Sorry,
got him. Exactly. So that's why you can't jump on me time.
No.
You did.
Packers...
But you
and the Falcons, those are my two wild cards.
All right.
Who's your Super Bowl? Who are the two teams matching the Super Bowl? Ray.
I'm gonna have to go with. I hate to do it. Patriots and Redskins.
Wow.
I mean, I'm.
And who's your Super Bowl champ?
Patriots.
Okay. Eddie.
I'm interested to see what Alex Smith does in Washington. I mean, that's pretty interesting, but I don't think he can do it. But I'll go Cowboys and Chiefs. Cowboys and Chiefs will be at the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys will win it all, baby. The Cowboys are back! All
right, not your favorite team.
Who deck?
Who you think's going to win, not your favorite.
Yeah. Like, you really think they're going
to
win.
No, I won't. Dak down. You know what I'm saying? Dak to the future, baby. We're taking it all the way Super Bowl champs this year. Ow!
Okay.
Hey, come scratch my Dak.
Guys, history is that's way behind us. Don't look Dak. Yeah! Look forward, baby.
You Dak don't know what you're talking about.
Super Bowl champs, boys. Dak and Zeke will take us to Super Bowl this year.
Wow. Very interesting. Good pick.
Have you ever eaten at Dak Donald's?
Oh my goodness.
You ever had a Big Dak? Whoa, that was close.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a Big Mac.
That was bad. You said,
I meant like a Big Dak with cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, Big Dak with cheese, a little Dr. Pepper and some fries.
All right.
I don't think Ray still Ray doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I was trying to think of another creative one.
Oh, okay.
I don't got any more.
Good. Los Angeles
Chargers.
What
about Dak in the box?
You already said that.
No, I didn't.
I said Big Dak. Oh, you said Big Dak.
You ever seen a girl with a Big Dak?
Okay. What is that? What are you replacing Dak with?
A rack. He's replacing rack with Dak.
They were drunk.
Oh, boy.
It's terrible.
Okay.
All right, Lunchbox, what do you have?
I have Chargers Saints in the Super Bowl.
All right.
That's very random.
That's creative.
Yep.
It's very creative.
Saints win it all.
All right.
Who's your league MVP?
Dak to the future.
Oh, my gosh. I can't take you guys seriously.
Dak's going off.
It is impossible to do a sports show with you guys, right?
With Eddie, it is.
No, Ray, you're bad, too.
Does a tight end ever get MVP?
Sure.
Gronk.
Huh? That's creative. That's it. There it is. Eddie's got the Cowboys winning it all. Ray's got the Patriots. I got the Saints.
That's not bad. Let's remember that.
We will.
Okay.
We will.
Okay, would you write it down?
I got it right here in my head. I mean, you're an idiot and you picked the Cowboys. I got it. Okay.
Mine will be easy to remember. I just picked the team that was in the Super Bowl and lost last year.
Yeah.
They'll be mad and they'll win this year.
And okay. I picked the team that was going to the Super Bowl until the Minnesota Miracle, and they're coming back.
Ooh, mercy.
Sort of like the Spurs when they lost to the Heat in the finals and they came back the next year and just wiped the whole league. I feel like that's what the Saints,
that's
on
the Saints
a mission.
Are doing. Okay.
And people online asked us to make a survivor pool. We're going to try to make one on Yahoo, and we'll tweet out the link. That means...
For how much money?
No, it's no money. It's free.
Oh, another one of those free leagues.
So dumb.
How are you going to collect from all these people?
All you guys, send it to my Venmo. Sore Losers Eddie. I'll start a Venmo right now. Sore Losers Eddie, send me all your money.
Oh, my gosh.
$100 a pop?
I was in a pick'em with my girlfriend. It was a free one. We played it the whole season. Guess how much money I won? Nothing. It's a waste of time. You don't win any money.
I know.
Yeah, you should never do a free anything. Hey, sweetie, that was a lot of fun. We played that for 17 weeks. How much did you win? Oh, nothing. How much did I win? Nothing.
What was
the point of it?
Nothing. How do you even celebrate when you win? Oh, yes, I won.
She would text me, oh, my gosh, on Monday morning. Oh, my gosh, I won our pick'em. Good job.
So what do you win?
Nothing.
Oh, okay, but do you get anything like at the end of the season? No.
Nothing.
Okay, so what was the point of that? Nothing. All right. That'll be fun. Lunch, we'll do it.
No. Look, here's the thing. It's a way to get your listeners involved. We got to try to start getting involved with our listeners and making connections, and they feel like they're a part of something like that we're doing. If we just talk about our survivor pool, it's not as much fun for them. But if you want to charge, we can charge. But you'll be in charge of collecting money, and if there's 100 people in there and only 50 pay, you're responsible for the next 50.
And I'm telling you right here why it's going to be confusing and tough. With Yahoo, I guarantee their Yahoo name is different than their Venmo name.
Exactly.
So then they're going to pay you through Venmo, and you're going to say, oh, Bears win the Super Bowl, paid me on Venmo,
it's
Yahoo.
It's not Super Bowl. It's just a weekly thing. You pick one winner. That's it.
I know, but what I'm saying is, oh, his Venmo name is Johnny2, but his Yahoo name is... I love football. It's not going to match up. It's impossible to collect money. I've done that before. Don't ever do that. You can only do it with friends. People you don't know, none of the names match up with the Yahoos, the Venmos, the Twitters, the Instagrams.
The Facebooks, Snapchats, the Tinders.
The
I mean,
pictures. Nothing
the
matches
Tinders,
up.
Tinders, Grinders, yes. You can't match
Grinders?
Them up. So if you want to charge, you tell me how much you want to charge, and you're in charge of collecting and doing it.
No, we'll do a free one. I just won't give a crap.
No.
When you're losing and you're in last place, you will give a crap because we'll talk about it every week.
Ray, I don't think you understand what the survivor is.
I do know what it is. Who keeps going as long as
when
possible?
When you lose, you're out.
When you're out. So there is no last.
It's cool. Over. I'll still talk about it every week that you lost the first week.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
That could be fun. That could be fun.
Exactly.
Okay. It took me a second there to prove my point.
It's hard trying to prove a point, man.
So we're wrapping this up.
Hey, real quick, though, yesterday in the show, Ray, we talked about one more poll that we put up. If it was only one thing you can have left in your life, one thing, would it be sports or music?
Yeah, easily sports. I'm not the biggest fan of music. I usually only use it to work out. Sports is an entertainment throughout the weekend for me and through the week. Honestly, what motivates me at my job is sports, not music. What motivates me on the weekends is sports, not music. What motivates me when I wake up in the morning is what's the next bet going to be, not what's the next music song that I listen to.
No, Lunchbox agreed with you 100%.
100%.
He fought hard for it. He was like, no.
I will have some boring gym workouts without music, but I'll watch sports at the gym.
All right. Well, we took it to Twitter, and the poll came out. You want to know what they said? 67% said they'll take music.
Wow.
And, guys, this is sports podcast.
You want to know why? Because half the people that are more than half that are listening to us say, I don't even like sports. You guys are just funny. They're listeners from the Bobby Bones Show, so they're more into music.
I think they represent the world. That's how the world works. Most people like music. Sports is fine. My argument, Ray, was like, you can't sing along to sports. You can't like hum a sports thing. Like, you know, you're not, what are you doing? You like running with a ball at home while you're watching sports? No. While you're listening to music, you're dancing, you're moving, you're singing along.
After the weekend, what's the one thing you remember on Monday? The game or the song you listened to in the afternoon when you were just bored on the back patio?
You
remember the game.
You're right. I don't remember it any. Because guess what? I can listen to it right then. When I want to hear it, I hit play and I listen to it.
And you can go on YouTube and watch the game or find highlights. Same thing.
Do you ever say to your friends, hey, do you want to come over to my house and listen to a song? Or do you say, do you want to come over to my house
and
watch a game?
Oh!
Yeah!
Yeah. And why? And stadiums, like, they fill up 80,000 people a week for a football game.
Do you
right?
know what they play at stadiums?
Hold on.
You know what they play at stadiums while the game's going on? Music! You ever been to a football game? They play music during commercial breaks. And guess what? When there's no football game on Sunday, guess who's playing the stadium? Musicians,
oh, here's
artists.
The thing. Here's the thing.
Concerts.
But those musicians only fill it up once a year.
What?
Once a year.
You know how many people they book in stadiums?
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. Luke Bryan doesn't go to the same city every year.
Yes.
Why? No, he doesn't.
No, no. Okay, you're right. But
you,
okay,
you know why?
But Luke Bryan plays on
football,
Saturday.
Georgia football has a game at the same stadium every Saturday of the season, and they sell out 80,000 people every time.
He's saying about? Georgia football is more popular than Luke Bryan.
Yes.
Wow.
What's absolutely.
So Marcus about? Mariota is better than Justin Timberlake. Wow. Sports is greater than music.
Georgia football is bigger than Luke Bryan.
At yes. Foxborough.
The Patriots.
There are 16, whatever, 17, no more than 20 games a year at, not even, 15 games a year at Foxborough,
no,
right?
No,
it's half that. It's
half because they have to go on the road.
Okay.
So
okay.
Dumb.
Eight. There are eight games. Eight games at Foxborough. You know what happens when the games aren't going on at Foxborough? They have concerts there. Watching yeah. music, not Luke Bryan. He only plays once.
Exactly.
But the next day, Adele plays.
But,
and the next day, Eminem
they
plays.
Come back,
and the next day.
They come back for the same team over and over. That's what I'm saying. They, one,
but the world comes back over and over to see music. All different people come back to see music. Not just the same 20, 30,000 fans to go see a football team. Guys,
no, it's the same 20, 30,000.
Twitter spoke. 67% they would rather live with music.
All right. I'm wrong then.
Congrats. Game tonight, kicking the NFL season off.
It's basically a pick 'em.
Falcons at Eagles.
Betting wise, it's a virtually even line. The Eagles actually are a slight favorite, -1.
The Eagles are all messed up. I think Falcons will win this one.
Falcons are, a bird stays inside. You ever see a bird when it goes outdoors? Dang it, the Eagles are a bird. I like an Eagle team at home with that crowd over an Atlanta team that plays in a dome, practices in a dome, has a quarterback that hasn't been amazing lately. Has he?
Who's that?
2017 MVP. But
okay.
I mean,
okay. Yeah. I don't think I didn't get too
but
much
I,
from him in
I'm
preseason. I didn't like Matt Ryan that much in preseason. So I love an Eagles team.
You liked Nick Foles in preseason?
Yeah.
I don't think he threw one touchdown.
He's still being coached by Wentz. Wentz is telling him all these tips. I love an Eagles team at home. Go ahead and lock it up.
If you lose this one, dude, no one's going to trust you. Like, if the Eagles don't win.
And it's still early. You can go to the bank. Make sure you get that money out. 100, 200, give it to your bookie before the game starts. You don't want to be at the office tomorrow thinking, man, I should have listened to Ray and bet that game.
And ladies, if there are any ladies listening right now, sit down and watch the game with your husbands or your boyfriends. They'll enjoy it. Don't sit and act like you know what's happening. Just be interested. Watch the game.
Wait, Eddie, why can't ladies know what's going on? Why can't they be interested? Why can't they be rah, rah, rah?
Because sometimes husbands and boyfriends, they just want to be like, leave me alone. You don't know what you're talking about. I know so much about sports. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm just saying, don't try to make him feel like you're trying to know more than him, because guys don't like that, like Lunchbox. They're just idiots. But just sit there, enjoy the game, and acknowledge the good plays. Say stuff like, oh, what an awesome catch. Dang, did you see that run? That guy's so good. Who is that? Ask him questions. Make him feel like he knows everything about sports. That's the thing with sports fans. They don't know crap, but they love acting like they know everything. So girls, watch it with their game. Don't say like, don't be tired of them sitting on the couch. Oh, all he does is watch football. This is a big time for our husbands and
why
and
can't
boyfriends.
It be a big time for women? There's women that love football. Why can't it
You're
be
being sarcastic because
no,
everyone
no, no,
tore
no,
you
no.
apart with what you said.
No. Yes. You are saying exactly what I said, but
I'm
now
not.
You're saying women don't act like you know too much. Just act interested and put up with your husband.
Not put up. Just be interested. This is great for your marriage.
You did give good advice, relationship advice for the couples to watch the games together. Women do know, for the most part, as much as men. My chick probably knows more players on the Titans than me. Mariota. Matthews.
Oh my gosh.
Fluellen.
Henry?
Eric Decker? Oh, he got traded.
Yeah.
And then he's out of the NFL.
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm excited, though, boys.
Yeah, good
luck
tonight.
Night.
Falcons win the game, by the way.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Falcons. We're going to pick a bird. I'm going Falcons.
Okay, don't stick with the same thing I just said.
That's pretty funny, though. I liked
it. I tried to make it funny and good all in that short time period, and then I messed it up.
That's all right. I liked it.
It was a good attempt. Yeah. So, all right. See you guys tomorrow.
Peace.
Hit the music.
I can hit the buzzer.
I don't have it up.
Oh, okay. I'll hit the buzzer then.